Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name real quick,
Brett Wallace,
who will once again be playing Ebenezer Scrooge in Ford's Theater's production of A Christmas Carol. Although this year, man, is a very, very different year. For the first time in, I don't know, decades, it will not be a live production in, you know, staged in the theater. We will, because of COVID-19, it will be a radio play. First of all, take me through your emotions of, you know, when you got that news first that you wouldn't be doing it, and then the news that, oh, all right, you know what, we're going to adapt here.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, when we shut everything down in back in March, we kept thinking that, okay, maybe in the fall we can do something. And certainly by December we can do Christmas Carol. And as that became not a possibility, we were all crestfallen. But we knew that we wanted to do something. And the radio play idea came up and we put it together.
Awesome. Tell me how exactly this thing was recorded. Like, was it, you know, were you all separately in your own room, sort of, you know, Zoom virtually recording kind of a thing? Or was it like a table read with you guys all together, you know, separated and, you know, 6 feet apart? Or, you know, visually paint the picture of how it was recorded.
Well, it's interesting. We started with a virtual table read with our adapter and director, Michael Wilson. And we needed to do that because, you know, it's an hour long. So we had to sort of truncate it. And he wanted to add some stuff that wasn't in the original, add some dialogue that wasn't in the original production that we do. So we did that virtually. And then there were a handful of us that actually went into Ford's and recorded, but everyone else was in their own spaces. And we did it via Zoom, and we did it via Zoom recorders. I mean, it was elaborate, but we knocked it out. We knocked most of it out in about 2 weeks.
Nice. So that's sort of the logistics of it. Tell me about the, you know, from a performer standpoint, an artistic standpoint, how do you think it like affected your performance? You're used to doing it in front of an audience and you have to project more and, you know, you're taking, you know, visual cues off your co-stars and, you know, special effects and everything. You can immerse yourself in the world of Scrooge a little more in person. So how do you think it affected you, you know, as an artist to try to convey that just with your voice?
Well, it was new. It was new for me. You know, we put our faith in our director, Michael Wilson, and our sound designer, John Gramada. And basically the sessions were talking about what effect needed to happen for the dialogue. We shot out of sequence, or we recorded rather out of sequence. And we basically laid the vocal tracks down and left it to those guys to create it. So in that regard, it was scary because we recorded a lot of material, and you do it three or four times, you do your lines three or four times, and then they take, you know, it all happened in post, I guess is what I'm saying, is that they took the best takes and put it together with Foley and effects and all of that stuff.
Gotcha. Now remind us just really quick, the basic little, you know, the story. What is this? We've come to know and love it for many, many years. It's one of my favorites. Charles Dickens story. Tell us real quick remind us the journey of Scrooge.
Well, you know, Scrooge is a practical guy, and there are many things that he believes in. Just charity and benevolence and friendship aren't among them. And he goes through a journey on Christmas Eve where he realizes that those things are really very important, extremely important, and that with what little time he has left, he should embrace those ideals, you know, to live a happier life.
Great. And yeah, and by the end, when he sees the light on Christmas Day, it is one of the most uplifting things in any story, any theater, any film. I love it. Okay, cool. Now, I know usually you guys have, you know, at the end, you'll come on stage and say, you know, we're doing a fundraiser for a certain charity. Is that still the case this year?
Not in terms of the production of the play. I'm not sure what Ford's is doing, but the radio play is just the play.
Okay, that's cool.
Which is unfortunate, because that's part of what's great about doing it, is that, you know, not only do people enjoy coming and enjoy seeing the play, but we get to raise money for charity.
Yeah, but you know, this year, in a way, it's been such a dark year. And God, we're heading into another even darker time with the cases spiking so much. But in a way, the charity is the fact that you're even giving us this. You know, you didn't have to do this, and you guys have, you know, come together and found a way to do this. So talk about why it's the perfect way to sort of lift our spirits here. You know, everyone's been really struggling. People miss live theater too, but why it's a perfect way to sort of, you know, lift our spirits.
Well, I think if you've enjoyed Christmas Carol in the past, and of course we can't do it this year, you can enjoy it now in your own home, safe and with your family, and hopefully that will rekindle some hope and some light. I think we've been looking for light ever since March, you know, ever since, you know, we had to go on lockdown, and I think this is a great way to make that happen.
Awesome. Now, I know you'll be playing Scrooge. What year are you in now? You got to be getting up in like six or seven or something?
This is year number five.
Five. Oh, wow. Yeah. Cool. Well, who all's joining you? You know, who's playing the different ghosts and Cratchit and Marley, and, you know, who's your co-stars?
Oh, it's the gang. Stephen Schmidt is playing Marley. Justine Icy Morale is playing Christmas Past. Rand Gonzalez is Christmas Present. Greg Mayhew is Bob Cratchit. It's the gang. It's the gang from who it's the gang from everybody you've seen in the past. We all were able to get back together virtually to do this thing, and it was so great that we could all come together and make it happen.
Awesome. So all the familiar faces, or I guess in this case, voices that we that
exactly
do. Now it's theater of the mind. You know, hey man, I'm in radio. I get it. You got to paint a picture with your words. So yeah, I know you guys will be able to do it. Cool. Anything else we haven't talked about? I'm trying to think what else we could cover from this. Oh, I think so we should tell folks that it will be, you know, it's an hour long. It's going to stream for members, Ford's members, December 7th through the 13th. And then to the general public, December 14th through January 1st on the Ford's Theater website. I think it will also air on Christmas Day at noon on one of our rival stations. AMU. Yes. That's fine. I'll throw it out there. 88.5. just in closing, yeah, talk about how, you know, it's something that people shouldn't miss. You know, they're so busy in this time of year or stuck inside, I guess. But why is this something they should all get around the fire and listen to it together as a family?
Well, I just think it's, once again, it's just an opportunity to bring some joy into your lives. And not to say that there hasn't, that people haven't found joy or haven't found a way to persevere, but it's Christmas time. And we wanted to give this gift to everyone and say, you know, we love you and we miss you. And, you know, here's our radio play and we hope to see you again soon.
Yeah, we hope to as well. And talk about real quick before we go too about why it was, how it's important for you all as an actor community. You know, you guys have been sort of out of work here for almost a year now. Why is it great to finally at least have some, you know, shred of a normalcy to do in doing this?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's just about exercising the muscles. You know, once again, it was just great to, we had a listening party for the show earlier this week or mid last week rather. And it was so moving for all of us to come together and hear how it turned out. You know, the creation of art, you know, COVID couldn't stop us from creating this piece once again. It's just in a different format.
I love it. COVID couldn't stop us. No time for bah humbug here, all right? All right. Well, Craig, I love talking with you, man. Thanks so much for taking the time to do this. And we look forward to hearing the whole thing and hopefully, you know, hopefully getting to see you. I mean, hopefully sometime in the new year. I don't know. Maybe these vaccines will kick in and maybe by late spring, early summer, maybe we can start getting back out. Who knows?
Fingers crossed, my friend. Fingers crossed. Always great to talk to you. Have a happy holiday.
You too, man. Happy holidays.
You bet. Take care.
All right. Bye.